Welcome to Hope for Healing. I am Kimberly, minister and teacher at God's Healing Power Radio Ministry. I am here to bring you hope from the Word of God every week. So, are you ready? All right, let's go. There are dozens of roadblocks to healing, and we'll discuss some of these as time goes on. But today I want to talk to you about one of the major reasons that we don't see our healing manifest, how we are treating our bodies. In addition to being a minister for the past 30 years and laying hands on the sick and teaching about healing, I am also a nutritionist and personal trainer. I know the importance of taking care of our bodies. There is God's divine healing and the healing that He puts into us and with our immune systems and how our body functions as a unit. There's also the healing that He puts into our food. And He made our bodies to move and to respond in a positive way to exercise and building our muscles. It all serves a purpose. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. If we abuse the temple, then the long life that we all pray for may not come to pass. We have to play our part. We cannot go out into the front yard and sit there and pray for God to feed us and take care of us. No, we have to play a part in keeping ourselves going. I ministered one time to a lady who was in desperate need of healing. She was on the verge of diabetes and asked for my help. So I looked at her food choices and her eating patterns and came up with a meal plan for her that would really help her. She had been eating everything sweet and sugary, lots of soda, cakes, candies, all kinds of junk food. There was no protein, nothing good in her diet at all. But when we discussed the fact that she really needed to make a change in her habits, she really wasn't willing to do it. She wanted help, but wanted to do it her way, which was the road to Candyland. I know it was hard for her to make the changes so she would start feeling better. It is hard when you're used to doing something a certain way, eating certain foods, and then your body just continues to crave those bad foods. It's a mindset change. And that's the first step. So we took it slowly and worked our way into a good eating plan, a few things at a time. And eventually the majority of the bad habits went away and she started feeling better and better with more energy and vitality. I am available for one-on-one health coaching at our wellness site, and we have tons of recipe books, courses, supplements, and all things health related. We have a link at godshealingpower.org. Till next time.